Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us for our Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we gather together, whenever and wherever you are, to reflect on the words of Scripture in our lives, to see where God is interacting with us in our daily living and throughout our week. So, let us begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you show perpetual loving kindness to us, your servants. Because we cannot rely on our own abilities, grant us your merciful judgment and train us to embody the generosity of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is from the first chapter of Philippians. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I will choose. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to see you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is the evidence of their destruction, of your salvation, and this is God's doing. For he has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well. As you are having the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you're like me, chances are you don't remember your baptism, because my baptism happened when I was a baby. Now, although I don't remember what happened, I do know that my parents brought me up to the font, made promises and vows to God and the congregation to raise me in the church. And so I think it's important for us to remember that we make promises in our baptism, regardless of our age or understanding of what's going on. Some of these promises ask us to live among God's faithful people, to proclaim the good news of Christ, to renounce evil and sin in the world. We also profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, that we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. And most importantly, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And it's also important to remember that God makes promises in our baptism to us. Again, regardless of our age or understanding of what's going on. Through God's promises in these waters, we have the promise of the forgiveness of sins because Christ died on the cross and is resurrected from the tomb to defeat death and sin. And I think that promise is very important to remember as we reflect on this passage for today. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he updates the church in Philippi about his recent imprisonment by Rome and how he's doing. He tells them he's doing okay, and he is thankful that the gospel is still proclaimed to those who need to hear it. But it's also in this early part of our passage for today that Paul voices a serious decision on his mind and for the Philippians to hear. Paul says that for me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet I cannot say which I will choose. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Now, it really depends on how translations that decide to interpret the Greek word that Paul uses in verse 22, hyreo, which means to take, to choose. Some argue that it should be translated with preference language, because choice language can imply that Paul is contemplating suicide in this letter. I think it's very important to make clear that we don't know what was going through Paul's mind during this imprisonment or why he decided to write this to the Philippians. We truly don't know whether Paul was contemplating suicide or not. But what we do know from Paul's words is that he wishes to depart and to be with Christ. Paul's words in these verses remind us to look towards our baptism so that we may remember that all of our sins, every single one of them, is forgiven by God through Christ's death and resurrection. And that those who are taken by suicide are still held in the forgiving and loving embrace of God, will be seen again in the resurrection. Through the waters of our baptism, God promises to us the entire forgiveness of all our sins. And remembering that promise come to the focus of this letter and this passage for today is Paul's encouragement to continue living and doing the work of God in the world. As we continue looking back over our passage, Paul encourages the Philippians to live a life worthy of the gospel of Christ, to stand firm in the face of persecution, pain, suffering. Paul goes further by saying that this life is only possible by God, who sustains and works through the community to make this living possible. So we can tell from Paul's words that the Philippians are experiencing some form of persecution, as Paul mentions that the church is in a struggle that Paul has experienced. And if we know the life of Paul, it was one of constant persecution, one of constant struggle to proclaim the gospel. And it's that proclamation of the gospel that got the early church in a lot of trouble in its time. It is the very reason they were persecuted. For Christians to proclaim the gospel, that Jesus Christ is Lord over all, is a serious political statement that the governments, kingdoms, rulers of the world are second to Christ. And Rome saw this statement as a violation of their rule and of their power in the world. And so because of this same proclamation of faith that we say in church on Sundays, that we make in our baptism, Rome imprisoned Paul countless times. Rome martyred the apostles and countless more. Rome persecuted the church of Philippi. But Paul encourages them to still live a life worthy of the gospel through this pain, through this suffering, through this persecution. Paul reminds the Philippians that God is empowering them, that God is lifting them up, that God is supporting them through the Holy Spirit, that God has saved them through grace and mercy and love. So when we read this passage today, is it possible for us to live a life worthy of the gospel? Is that something we can do when we are not persecuted for our faith in this country, like Paul or the Philippians? Is that something we can do when we argue with each other rather than come together? Is that something we can do when we are so quick to help ourselves rather than those in need? I think we know what the answer is. The answer is no. But through God, it's also yes. My friends, we won't always get it right. We might get it wrong most of the time, but we return to the waters of our baptism. We return to the promises that God makes for us. We remember that Christ has saved us through his death on the cross, and God raises us into new life through these waters so that we can come together in service, so that we can come together to help those in need, so that we can live worthy of the gospel of Christ. And if God is sustaining us, if God is supporting us, if God is walking alongside us, what does this worthy life look like? We don't have to go very far in the letter to the Philippians. Paul says that if then there is any comfort in Christ, any consolation from love, any partnership in the Spirit, any tender affection and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It is through God's promises in our baptism that we can be of the same mind, that we can be selfless, that we can work towards the benefit of those in need. So I encourage you this week to remember God's promises in your baptism, to listen where God is leading you, where God is guiding you to live worthy of the gospel. Because God is working through you. God is sustaining you. God is with you every step of the way. And so thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we come to you this week to remember that you are always with us, to support us, to sustain us with your love, grace, and mercy. Through your Holy Spirit, help us to remember the promises of our baptism, that you forgive us, accept us, and empower us to live worthy of the gospel of Christ. Help us to go forth in service of those in our lives, both known and unknown to us. In the name of your Son, who reconciles us and all creation to you through his death and resurrection. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance to you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.